What is preventing you, O believers, from striving in the path of Allah in order to raise His word and to rescue the oppressed men, women and children who call to Allah, saying, Our Lord, let us leave Mecca, because its people are oppressive, due to their associating partners with Allah and their aggression towards His servants. Give us someone from you who will take control of our affairs. Take care of us and protect us from harm. The true believers fight in the path of Allah in order to raise His word. The disbelievers, on the other hand, fight in the path and way of Satan. So fight the supporters of Satan. If you fight them, you will defeat them, because Satan's strategy is weak, and it cannot harm those who place their reliance in Allah. Have you, O Messenger, thought about the condition of some of your companions who asked that striving in Allah's path be ordained for them? But they were told, restrain your hands from fighting, establish the prayer and give charity. This was before striving in Allah's path was ordained. When they migrated to Medina and Islam became strong and fighting was ordained, they found it difficult, and some of them began fearing people as they should fear Allah or even more than that. They said, Our Lord, why did you ordain fighting for us? Why did you not delay it for a while so we could enjoy the worldly life? Say to them, O Messenger, the enjoyment of the world, no matter how much, is little and perishable. Yet the hereafter is better for the one who is mindful of Allah, because its delights are everlasting. Your good actions will not be reduced in the least, not even to the extent of the thread that is on the date stone. At any time and place, death will surely come to you when reach your prescribed life term, even if you are in guarded palaces far from battle. And when these hypocrites receive something pleasing, such as a child or wealth, they say, This is from Allah. Yet when they face some difficulty with respect to their children or wealth, they attribute a bad sign and misfortune to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and they say, This evil is because of you. Say, O Messenger, in response to these people, everything, good or bad, occurs by Allah's decree and decision. What is the matter with these people who say such things that they can hardly understand anything you tell them? All humankind, any good that pleases you, such as wealth or children, is from Allah. He has sent it to you through His grace. Whatever bad occurs to you in respect of your wealth or children is from your own self because of the sins you commit. I have sent you, O Prophet, as a messenger to all people to communicate to them the message of your Lord. Allah is enough of a witness to the truth of what you communicate from Him, because of the evidences and proof He has given you. Beneficial points. The sacred law has made it a duty to fight in order to raise the word of Allah and to help the oppressed, and rebukes fear, cowardice, and opposition to the laws of Allah. The afterlife is better than this world, and what is in it, in terms of material things and desires, for whoever is mindful of Allah and obeys Allah. No matter how people try to protect themselves, the means of death will find them, even if they are in the strongest of fortresses. Good and evil is all according to the decree of Allah, and Allah may test His servants with some evil in this world for different reasons, such as sins and disobedience. Whoever follows the Messenger by fulfilling his instructions and avoiding his prohibitions has actually followed Allah. If anyone turns away from following you, O Messenger, do not feel sad about it, because I have not sent you as a guard to watch over what they do. I am the one who will watch them and hold them to account for their actions. The hypocrites say to you, We follow your instruction, and we will act with obedience. Yet when they leave you, a group of them secretly plan the opposite of what they said to you. Allah knows their planning, and He will recompense them accordingly. So turn away from them and pay no attention, as they will not harm you at all. Surrender your matter to Allah and rely on Him alone, for He is sufficient for you as a guardian to watch over your affairs and take care of you. Why do these people not reflect over the Quran and study it until they realize that it contains no differences or inconsistency, so that they can accept the truth of what you brought? Had it been from anyone other than Allah, they would have found inconsistencies in its rulings and differences in its meanings. Whenever there comes a public matter comprising safety and happiness for the Muslims, or matters of fear and sadness, the hypocrites rush to spread its news amongst the people. If they had waited and referred the matter to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and to those in charge of their affairs, those who are able to reason and draw conclusions, would know what is to be done with respect to spreading such news or concealing it. If it were not from Allah's grace and mercy on you, almost all of you would have followed the whisperings of Satan. Fight, O Prophet, in Allah's path to raise His word. You will not be questioned about or held accountable for others. You are only responsible to fight yourself and to urge the believers to do so. Perhaps Allah will push back the force of the disbelievers by your fighting. Allah is stronger in force and more severe in punishment. Whoever intercedes or directs another person to some good them in a manner containing no sin or oppression will receive a share of the reward of the good outcome. And whoever makes a bad intercession which contains sin or oppression will receive a share of the sin. Allah watches everything that a person does and will reward him accordingly. So if you become a means of goodness, you will receive a share in that good. And if you become a means of doing evil, you will be guilty for a part of it. When anyone offers a greeting of peace to you, then respond to him with something better than what he offered, or return a similar greeting to him. To respond with something better is more virtuous. Allah keeps watch over what you do, and He will reward each person according to his actions. Beneficial points. Reflecting over the noble Quran creates certainty of its being Allah's revelation, because it is free of inconsistencies, and the superiority of its laws will become clear. It is unlawful to spread news that creates instability to the security of the Muslims or spread fear amongst them. Discussions about the affairs of the Muslims and related public matters must be done by people of knowledge and those in authority. It is recommended to make a good intercession that does not contain any sin or infringement on the rights of people, and it is prohibited to make any intercession which contains sin or oppression.